your real self. Human beings have lost the knowledge of the real self. Vedanta expounds yourself as supreme, whole, absolute. He who realizes the self enjoys infinite peace and bliss. Having lost the infinite state, humans feel a sense of imperfection, feel a void within. This feeling generates thoughts to flow towards the world to fill the void, to perfect the imperfection felt within. These thought currents are called desires. Like thoughts going towards food when the stomach is empty is the desire for food. The desires thus generated use the body to find sensual pleasure, use the mind to indulge in emotional joy, the intellect to seek rational satisfaction. The quest for happiness goes on perennially. Only the one who has discovered the self within finds complete satiation, total fulfillment. His quest for happiness ceases. His pursuit of pleasure and peace through his body, mind and intellect ends. This truth has been demonstrated in the lives of self-realized sages and saints. Your real self, therefore, remains ever in absolute peace and bliss. That is your original being. No sooner you lose the self, you develop desires. The desires keep pressurizing you to return to your original self, to your primal nature. A simple experiment demonstrates this truth. Place a coil spring 4 feet high on a table. Press it down with your palm to 1 foot. The pressure built in pushes your palm upwards. Release it to 2 feet. The pressure reduces. Release it to 3 feet. The pressure reduces further. Release it to 4 feet. There is no pressure at all. That is because it has reached its original state. Likewise, desires incessantly pressurize a human to gain peace and pleasure. The pressure ends on realizing the self. Hence, the self is said to be your original being. Visualize a diagram with two vertical lines BA and CD parallel to each other. In the diagram, line AB represents human evolution from 0 to 100%. Position A indicates a human being at the lowest state with no spiritual development at all. Position B, the absolute state of self-realization. A person evolves from the state A to B by dropping his desires. Line CD represents his dependence upon the world. Point C represents zero dependence on the world of the self-realized person, as he is totally self-sufficient. Nothing that the world offers can enhance the infinite peace and bliss he enjoys. He is like the ocean whose waters do not rise with all the rivers pouring in. He remains ever absolutely fulfilled. Whereas point D represents total dependence upon the world of a person who has zero development. He is like a piece of wood or stone. In the present world, hardly anyone belongs to the extreme positions. the entire range of human being fall in between A and B. As one evolves spiritually from A to B, one's dependence on the world diminishes correspondingly from D to C, as illustrated. Thus, the evolution of a person and his worldly needs are inversely proportional. It is a law. The knowledge of Vedanta serves you both ways. It helps you evolve spiritually to reduce your desires. It also enhances the clarity of thought to gain success and progress in your field of activity, thus providing you with material well-being. Consequently, you command material prosperity while your demands remain minimal. That puts you on a pedestal of peace and happiness.